Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Morning, we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 3, Text 26. Sarvam rajastamaditi drishyante puruṣe guṇā kāla sancho nidaste vai parivartanta atmani sattvam goodness raja passion, tama, ignorance, iti, thus, drishyante, asin, puruṣe, in a person, guna, the modes of material nature, kāla sanchodita, impelled by time, te, they, why, indeed, parivartante, undergo permutation, atmani, within the mind. Translation, the material modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, whose permutations are observed within a person's mind, are set into motion by the power of time. Translation, please repeat. The material modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, whose permutations are observed within a person's mind, are set into motion by the power of time. Purport. The four ages described in these verses are manifestations of various modes of material nature. The age of truth, Satyayuga, manifests the predominance of material goodness, and Kaliyuga manifests the predominance of ignorance. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, within each age, the other three ages occasionally manifest as sub-ages. Thus, even within Satya-yuga, a demon in the mode of ignorance may appear, and within the age of Kali, the highest religious principles may flourish for some time. As described in Srimad Bhagavatam, the three modes of nature are present everywhere and in everything, but the predominant mode or combination of modes determines the general character of any material phenomenon. In each age, therefore, the three modes are present in varying proportions. A particular age represented by goodness, satya, passion, treta, passion, ignorance, dwarpa, or ignorance, kali, exists within each of the other ages as a sub-factor. Sattvam rajastamariti drishyante puruṣe guṇā kāla sanchodidaste vāya parivartanta atmani. The material modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, whose permutations are observed within a person's mind, are set into motion by the power of time. So, these chapters are dealing with the deterioration of the ages, starting from the Satyayuga, Treta, and Dwarpa, and Kali. And yesterday we were discussing that how the Satyayuga, here is also mentioned by Prabhupada, the age of the truth, all good qualities. Everyone was mainly interested in the self-realization. There were no classes. We were talking about this yesterday. The different classes like the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, all these things, there were no classes. All just one type of person engaged in the pursuit of transcendental happiness through self-realization and God consciousness. This is the Satyayuga. So in the Treta Yuga, the principles of the truthfulness, austerity, mercy, cleanliness, were reduced by one quarter, as mentioned here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto. So, before in the Satya Yuga, all these good qualities were there. Self about that. In the Treta Yuga, still the good qualities and people were very good. Mainly, in Satya Yuga, is mentioned here that everyone was in the mode of goodness. And even Sudasattva, transcendental goodness, because they're engaging in the spiritual activities. In the Treta Yuga, it is said that the mode of passion comes in a little bit. Goodness and passion. Mainly Satya Yuga is mainly the goodness, and Treta Yuga is mainly the passion. Passion comes in. But the qualities of the austerity, mercy, cleanliness, and truthfulness are reduced by one quarter. And then the Dwarpa Yuga, these qualities are reduced by one half. And the mixed qualities, mixed modes of passion and ignorance come in. And in the Kali Yuga, there's only one quarter left, and is predominated by the mode of ignorance, the tamaguna. So even the quarter that's left, that's reducing. So practically at the end of the age, there'll be no good qualities. No one will have any good qualities. There'll be ghastly. There'll be no sudras even. There'll be barbarians, like tribal. Although the external appearance will appear cultured, but actually style of life, the quality of the activities, the quality of the consciousness will be very diminished. Animalistic. Become very, very animalistic. And this will be described later on in this chapter. As we go through this chapter, the symptoms of the people of the Satya Yuga and the Treta and the Kali Yuga. What they will be like. Very specific. What the men will be like, what the women will be like, what the brahmacharis will be like, what the brahmanas will be like, the brahmacharis, what the grihasthas will be like, what the sannyasis will be like in the Kali Yuga. That will be just external show. No real position. Now, in this verse specifically, Sukadeva Goswami talks about the modes of the material nature. They are very strong. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in other places of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the effects of the modes of material nature, and also in the Bhagavad Gita, the 14th chapter and the 17th chapter also. These things are mentioned, the effects of the similar type of verses. This one is Satvam Rajastamariti. There's another verse in Bhagavad Gita. Satvam Rajastamariti Guna Prakti Sambhavan. Although the living entity is dehi dehina, he is spiritual, still, he is small. And daiviyeshu gunamayi mammamaya darate, this material energy is actually divine energy coming from Krishna, is very big. Both the jivatma and the daiva shakti, or the mahamaya, or the coming from Yogamaya, are originally divine energy coming from Krishna. One is very big, one is very small. So they're acting in different ways in this world. And the Jivatma, although spiritual, becomes overpowered by the Daiva Shakti, the Yogamaya, the Mahamaya, and Nibandanti Mahab, and becomes conditioned by this Maya. And Maya is working through the agency of the modes of material nature, the gunas, sattva-guna and raja-guna and tamaguna. Prabhupada said that it's translated guna to mean modes. He said guna can also be translated as a rope. We are rope. And actually, he goes on to say that the living entity is under the spell of Maya, and under the spell, more specifically, of the modes of nature. We are forced to act in goodness or passion or ignorance. And actually, Rajas Tamas Chabibuya Sattvam Bhavati Bharata Radha Sabam Tamaschaiva Tamasapam Vajasuta. There is never just one particular mode, just Saptaguna, or just, and this is explained here a little bit by Rida Nandamari. There's not, and actually also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the same thing. There's never just one. Although you could understand a little bit that the devas are mainly under the Saptaguna. The human beings are mainly under the Rajaguna. And the animals are mainly there under the Tamaguna. But you'll never just, even in the demigods, even though they are acting under the influence mainly of the Saptaguna, still from time to time they will exhibit symptoms of the Rajaguna and even the Tamaguna. But just in small, every now and again, they'll be within them, you'll see, in their activities, they'll have, you know, sometimes they'll act in a Rajaguna way or even a Tamaguna way. That's very occasionally, very rarely. Predominantly they are in the Sattva. And someone in the Rajaguna, the human beings, they are very active, doing so many things. You see in the cities, you see all over, they are running around like the ants. Sometimes you see the ants running, they're just non-stop, isn't it? You see them running on the ground, they're always busy, 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 doing something. The human beings are like busy, busy, mainly in the Rajaguna. But you will see some Sattvaguna also, a lot of goodness within them. You'll also see some Tamaguna. Normally they're in the Rajaguna, but from time to time, some Sattvaguna, and different people are different. The animals are mainly in the Tamaguna, but even in the animals, you'll see some more have some Sattva quality, some will be more Tama quality, just like you'll see your dog or your cat, one dog and it will be different to the other dog. One cat will be different to the other cat. One dog may be always in bad mood. Other dog is a very friendly dog. Why the difference? The modes are mixed differently a little bit in that particular entity's on that entity's consciousness and reflected through the body. So the mix is differently. The mix. Just like if you're cooking, if you mix a little bit more sugar, a little bit more, you can make some different things. This is just the mix of it all. So the mix, even in the species, even the birds and the snakes and the fish, you'll see different. Some fish are more the Tamaguna, some fish are more the Rajaguna. But predominantly they're in the Tamaguna. They're in the Tamaguna. So this mix is a very important thing to understand. You don't have just pure. Anything, nothing pure exists in the world. Only in the spiritual can there be pure, just pure. You won't find any pure thing. Although people like to advertise, oh, this is the pure orange juice. But do you believe totally that it is the pure orange juice? Especially in India? I saw a sign one time from Delhi to Vrindavan. What's that orange juice they have over there? All the time? Fruity. The fruity orange juice, not fruity, and then I saw the sign, the pure chemical. Not the adulterated chemical, but the pure chemical is inside there. Isn't it? Pure chemical in the fruity drink. You can be rest assured, there'll be no problem. You give your children this pure chemicals. It is not the bad chemicals, but the good chemicals. So people, they advertise, they say like that, but hey, where is the pure thing? Even this is the pure water even. It's very hard to, and people, they want the pure actually, isn't it? You want the pure thing. But to get the pure honey, very difficult in many countries to get the pure honey or the pure ghee. They're always mixing with something else inside there, isn't it? But everyone wants pure because they consider that is the best thing. And actually on the spiritual platform, that is the best thing. Pure, spiritual, pure purity. Purity is the force. Purity is the force. The power. The power is actually in the purity. And the spiritual power is the purity. But in this world you can never have it. Because the gunas are mixing everything. And that is according to our own desires. Why Krishna does like that to us? You want like that. Don't think it's Krishna. And Krishna is just giving you what you want. His desire is built up from many years. You don't even remember. Subconscious. In the back. But Krishna knows. You had from the last life, from the life before. You desire. And as you deserve also. As you deserve. You can have desires. I desire $10 billion. But whether you deserve $10 billion. Think. Everyone desires. But you desire, and your desires will be fulfilled according to whether you deserve the desire to be fulfilled. Because there is a makeup to the world. There is an order to the world going on under Krishna. And so, everything is arranged by Krishna in ways that have certain effects. So there are different rules to be followed. But people don't understand these things. That's the problem. They don't understand. They're becoming more and more in ignorance. Now, we were reading in this chapter that in the Satyuga, of course, everyone understood what is the position of the world, what is the position of the spirit. In Treta Yuga, they also understood. In the Dwapara Yuga, they understood. They followed the Veda. Actually, in Satyuga, they didn't need to these things. They, from within the heart, God within enlightened them about everything. They were so pure. They were so elevated. There was no need of any books. There was no books like that. Books came later, especially for the people of the Dwapara and the Kali Yuga, especially. Even in Kali Yuga, Veda Vyasa had to divide the Veda because he knew the people, they can't. He had to divide the Veda and even had to make commentary on the Veda because the people couldn't understand these things. Had to make some story either to get the people's interest because the Veda is so many different, Rick is comprised of so many Ricks. So many praises of the summer, so many praises of the gods, so many rituals, the rites are there, the Rig Veda, the Yajur Veda, so many different things are predominantly there in the different Vedas. It's not so easy to understand. Generally this was the domain of the Brahmanas, the intellectual class, the study of the Veda, and the recitation of the Veda, that was the domain of the Brahmanas. Because others couldn't really understand this. But for the others, Veda Vyas had compassion. There's the Ramayana, then there's the Mahabharata. These things, the Puranas are there. Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam. Some of the philosophy is there, the story is there. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, actually, when he was questioned one time, he was giving some lectures in Jagannath Puri. And some pundits were there, and they said, "Very nice lectures, but you are quoting too much from the Puranas. You should quote more from the Vedanta. Like this, it should be better lecture." He says, "No." He said, "Actually, no. I consider the Purana, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Purana, more important than Vedanta, because whatever was not explained thoroughly in Vedanta, in Veda, is explained, elaborated." Thoroughly in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. This is the purpose of these things. And it explained in such a way that even the ordinary person can understand it. Even the deep philosophical points that would take the highest intellectuals to understand from the Veda, from Vedanta, the Puranas explained in such a nice way that even the ordinary person can understand it. So therefore, we are reading, and Prabhupada wanted it. He wanted the temples all over the world, and he wanted everyday class, Srimad Bhagavatam class, Bhagavad Gita class, these classes. These points that must be understood by people, especially in the Kali Yuga, the mode of ignorance is so strong, they have to understand these points to get liberated from all this entanglement. So he wanted to every day these types of classes. So If many devotees can come to these classes, that's very good. You hear every day Srimad Bhagavatam. Or if you can't, you're working, at least once a week or something. Or at home you can read. So these points are very nicely described about the gunas. And they're very difficult, impossible to overcome. Tribi gunamaye bhave evi saramidam vigatmavitam namidam. It is my paramam avya. It is my supreme energy, and the modes are working in this way. So now how are they working? This is nicely described here, especially by Sukadeva Goswami. He says in the next verse, they are working on the modes are working on the mind, on the intelligence, the senses. Modes of nature are everywhere. As I said, they can be different in the devas, in the humans, in the different species of life. They can be different times of day, just like in the morning is more considered more sattva-guna time. During the daytime is more rajaguna time. And in the evening and late at night is more the tamaguna time. So the gunas are acting all over the universe. It's not just only in this place and not in the other place. Even the places. It's like the city is considered mode of passion. Mode of passion and the jungles and like that, they are considered the mode of ignorance. And the holy places, mode of goodness and spiritual goodness. So even the places you go are affected by the modes of nature. You are affected and the places are affected by the modes of material nature. And you can feel. You go from one place to the other, isn't it? You have a certain feeling there. Oh, this place is a very tamaguna place here. Isn't it? This place is very rajaguna. Rajaguna is the makeup of the place and the living entities there in different bodies, even in the tree body or there's some desert or something like that. Just the makeup of the place makes it tamaguna or rajaguna or sattva-guna. And they're mixed sometimes in that place. And here it is explained that the ages, even also, the Satyuga is mainly the mode of goodness, but sometimes there will be some display of ignorance and passion, even in the Satyuga. Not much, just some. Maybe some asura will be there, like Hiranyakashipu or something. The Treta Yuga, you know, the Treta Yuga. Lord Ram was in the Treta Yuga. So, you know, that was also mainly goodness, a little bit power. So who came? Ravana. Even some ignorance. Ravana was the big asura. The other asuras also. See, and some of the people followed him, so they were also tamaguna and rajaguna, the followers of Ravana. Ravana still has his descendants. He was still living today. Ravana. I know, because they made one big complaint to the courts in India. You know that Ram Vijay celebration in India, and where they make the effigy of Ravana and they fire the fiery arrow. You know, there's that one day. So the descendants of Ravana make complaint to the court. Why are they vilifying our ancestor? So I don't know what happened exactly, but this was some years ago. But so at the time of Ravana, many were following him. So that was the Treta Yuga. Dwapara Yuga, you had, the Duryodhans and the, you know, all the Shakuni. So even though the age is a noble age, they were following the Veda, but still you had some demoniac. You know. And Kali Yuga, here is mentioned in the Kali Yuga, mainly the Tamaguna. Very bad quality symptoms are there. But within the Kali Yuga, there can be mode of goodness. There can be golden age. We were describing yesterday the golden age. The age of Lord Chaitanya. So I've just... it's one of the symptoms. How can we understand who is in the mode of goodness, who is in the mode of passion, who is in the mode of ignorance? Just like when you go to the doctor. You go to the doctor, you are describing certain symptoms, something, what is wrong? He'll ask you, What is wrong? What are you feeling? I'm feeling very tired. My muscles are sore. I've got some pain here or some. So the doctor will know by the symptoms. Then he will analyze further. So similarly too, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, other shastras, Bhagavad Gita also, the symptoms of someone who's in the tamaguna or in the rajaguna or in the sattvaguna are described. So for example, say someone is very much affected by the tamaguna, or you are affected very much by the tamaguna. How do you know? Well, let's say, do you feel very, are you a very stingy person? Are you a very intolerant person and get angry very easily? Or are you you hate a lot of things? Do you hate a lot of things? This is some of the. Are you a very lazy person? Do you sleep too much? Do you sleep too much? Very lazy. Do you eat too much? Are you a very dirty person? Unclean in your body and in your clothes and everything? Is your house always a mess? Do you like causing trouble to others? When someone is suffering, whether you caused or not, do you like it? Do you like to see that? Are you always depressed? You are depressed. Are you that type of person? And are you a very stubborn person? You never give up, no matter what. You're just stubborn, sticking. Doesn't matter what anyone says, you're sticking to it. I don't care. Stubborn, obstinate. Are you always dreaming about things, talking about everything, but never actually doing anything? Are you this type of person? And do you like cheating everybody? You're continuously trying to cheat people. And do you like insulting people at every opportunity? You always go on the attack. You look for the faults in the people and you attack. Are you this type of person? So these are some of the things. Some of the symptoms of the tamaguna. If someone is like that, and now the people who are like that, they will take birth very much in the Kali Yuga. The others will go to take birth in the Sakti Yuga, and then after their life they will be elevated. Because from the tamaguna you go down. Mode of passion, you can go down or stay the same. Only the sattva-guna you can go up to maybe the heavenly. Only in the spiritual can you go beyond the world to the spiritual. But in the tamaguna you go down generally. And down means you go to the animal species after your life. If you're this type of person, you have many of these qualities and it goes your whole life, then in your next life you will be the animal. Because these symptoms are not so good for the human form. Better the animals are better. The animal body is best for this type of thing. You see the animals, just like they sleep. Even the lions that have some mode of passion in them, but actually, a long period, 18 hours a day, they are sleeping. Only for 6 hours they are very active, and then some animals they just sleep all the time. But if you like sleeping, you like fighting. Better go to the animals. You see the animals, they just look at each other and they fight. The better you become the animal. So then the Rajaguna. So some of the qualities are described. I did a course on this one time, so I've got them all here. So now, you've got uncontrollable desires. You're never satisfied. You want something, and even when you get it, you want more things. You want so much money. Now, I read a survey years ago where people who have millions and billions of dollars, what's the thing they want the most? What do they want? More money. They want more money. Generally, this was the survey result number one. Even the people with so much money, what do they want? More money. One might think, oh, he's got $1 billion. Why is he satisfied? No, he wants $2 billion. But this is mode of passion. Mode of passion is always pushing you. You are aiming to go to the high level. It's still not enough. You have to have more. So this is one of the symptoms. You work very hard. This is. You are always very, very busy. Always running here, just like I said, just like the ants that go running. So you are one of these types of people. You can never stop. You are running here and there. Now, you can become very puffed up, very proud, very arrogant. Are you one of these types of people? Do you think you're someone special? Do you think you're a special person? Better than other people? Either you're special or your family is special. Your wife is special, your children are special. Do you think your children are more special than the other children? The mode of passion. So sometimes it's going to be your family, sometimes your friends. I am special, I am better. Special or better? I'm better. Our friends are better than the other ones. So these things are all... and you like to hear yourself praised. You like when others say nice things about you. Oh, you are so pretty today. Oh, thank you. Oh, you are such a good person. You are doing so many nice things. You like to hear that. Like to hear your own praises. Now, because generally those in the mode of passion, their tendency is to get very puffed up. Although those in the mode of ignorance can also get puffed up. But it's a slightly different thing. A mode of ignorance... puffed up is a great envy. Now envy can be there in mode of ignorance and is also there in the mode of passion. Generally you're envious of other people. Mode of passion, specifically the envy comes in more strong. Mode of passion. You're envious. You're wanting so many things, and when you have someone, when you see someone who has those things that you want, or you know, then you become very jealous. You're a very jealous person. So, these are some of the symptoms. Now, in the mode of goodness, you're very tolerant, you're very patient, you're very steady, you've got a very good nature, you're always in a good mood. Now, those in the mode of ignorance are always in a bad mood. Those in the mode of passion, sometimes a good mood, sometimes a bad mood. And very quick. Sometimes you may be this type of person, or you may know someone like this. I mean, you're talking in a good mood, all of a sudden change, bad mood. Is it? All of a sudden. Whereas the mode of ignorance, you're bad mood mainly, and every now and again you get in a good mood. It's more slow. But mode of passion is more quick. You can be talking very happy, and then next minute, within a minute. But in the mode of goodness, no, not like that. There's always in a good mood. Good nature person. Very good nature person. People generally like to be around these people. Very good nature. Mode of passion, sometimes you have your friends, and sometimes, you know, even your own friends become your enemies. You turn on your own friends. And mode of ignorance, everyone is your enemy. Everyone. The mode of ignorance people see everyone as an enemy. They have a bad mood about everyone. They have something to say about them. Isn't it? They're like that. They're like that. What do you think of Sansa? No, not good. What about Sansa? No, he's not good also. None of them are any good. And the amount of passion is, oh yeah, they're very good. Well, this one's not very good. They're... And that can change. The people who are your friends, all of a sudden they're your enemies. And the other one is your friend. The other one is your friend. Sometimes you see this, isn't it? They were your enemies, and all of a sudden you became friends with this one to turn on this one. See that quite often. Your enemy became your friend because then with the two or three of you, then you turned on the other one. This is a mode of passion. But mode of goodness person doesn't do that type of thing. He's always good nature, and he likes to help others. Now, the mode of passion person likes to help himself mainly. And the mode of ignorance person likes to put everyone down. The mode of passion likes to help himself. And the mode of goodness person likes to help others before themselves. They derive more satisfaction by helping others than they do from helping themselves. They actually get genuine pleasure from seeing others happy. The mode of passion, when others are happy, they get a little jealous. So tolerance and discrimination, very steady person, very compassionate, willing to give. These are very generous type of person. Likes to always help others, and generally very humble. Very humble person, not a proud person. Very humble, and very easily satisfied. Very, very easily satisfied. The mode of ignorance person is never satisfied, and the mode of passion person sometimes satisfied, sometimes not satisfied. But the mode of goodness is very easily there. There's even the simplest thing satisfy that person. So these are the symptoms. Some of the symptoms. There are many more symptoms in the Shastras. You can read through Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita also. So many symptoms of the different gunas. And they affect our mind, they affect our intelligence, and from the mind and intelligence they come on the senses. So in other words, if you're affected very much by the sattva-guna or the rajaguna or the tamaguna, your senses feel from coming from your mind, which is affected, and the mind it expresses the desires through the senses. So in other words, a mode of ignorance person. The senses, their eyes will be attracted to tamaguna things. There'll be a corresponding object. You understand? Just like I remember one time years ago, we went chanting in the suburbs, and I think it was in Brunswick, and we went past the market, and we decided to go in the market. And we were chanting in the market, and there was one place, it was like this butcher shop, and all the things, you know, the meat was hanging, you know, had all the big sausages were hanging, everything like that, and all the devotees, oh, the chanted passed very quickly. But we saw many people there looking, very nice. They like that. So their senses, they're attracted to that thing. But the devotee, oh no, we don't like that. So when you're in a tamaguna, your eyes will want to see tamaguna things. Your ears will want to hear tamaguna things. Your tongue will want to taste it. You want to talk about those things. In other words, you want to talk about tamaguna things. You want to smell tamaguna. You want to touch tamaguna things. That's your pleasure. Because your consciousness is like that. Your mind is like that. Everything comes through the body. So you live in that world. You live in that world. Just by the modes of material nature. Just see how entangled we are. That will be your world. Those things. It's all arranged coming from Krishna. That will be your world. And the mode of passion person, he'll want to see certain things and same thing again. The mode of goodness will be different. So everyone lives in a type of world within a world, their own world. And they'll see things differently. Why have so many different opinions on the same thing? Someone will like red and the other person won't like red. Why all the different? Because of the mixing of the modes of material nature on our consciousness, on our mind, through intelligence, through the senses of the body. So therefore, we have a certain type of existence that's very, very entangled. Therefore, Krishna says, "Devi yesha guna mayi mamma maya duratya." Duratya, this Maya is duratya. It is so difficult to overcome. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. "Devi yesha guna mayi mamma maya duratya." But he says, but if you surrender to me, I will release you from that. By Krishna's grace, I will bring you up. I will purify you of that. You will be detached from that, and you will be released from that. Otherwise, it is an impossibility to get out of this existence. And all of us are in like that. So the Shastras and the Acharyas very kindly explain these things. Otherwise, how we know? We're just going along. What we understand, actually. Especially in Kali Yuga, we're living very materialistic lives, animalistic lives. What we understand about it. Just like you see, Prabhupada used to give the example, just like in Africa, the hunters go to hunting the different animals. There'll be a herd of buffalo or wildebeest or something like that. They'll come with their gun, with their rifle. They'll shoot one. Boom! The one goes dead. The others will run. They'll run 300-400 meters, 500 meters, and then stopping and eating. Someone just died over here. Just got shot. But they're just, they forget. They just, the urge to eat is so strong. They were all eating. The hunter came, shot. One is dead. They run 500 meters or 1 kilometer even. They start eating again. And the hunter comes again. Boom, another one. They don't understand. Oh, they may be here somewhere. Let us keep going. Maybe. What is this thing? They're just, the urges are so strong. They're so strong. So this is how we're entangled. But if we come to the Krishna consciousness, we can come up and be liberated from all this. So the point of all these descriptions is to enlighten us of the situation we're living in the Kali Yuga, to show us, oh, this is going on. And in the end of this chapter, of course, Sukadeva Goswami, as I mentioned yesterday, Kaledoshani Rajanastiyaka Mahagam, Kirtanadava Krishna Mukta Samparam, there's an ocean of fault. There's one good thing about the age of Kali. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we can come out. But by this one thing, so many other things are going on, by this one thing, this Maha mantra especially, is so powerful. This was Lord Brahma told, Iti Sorashikam Nam Nam Kali Kalmasanasnam Savavarishudrishya. You won't find anything more better in all the Veda. Because Narad Muni, one time he went to Lord Brahma, how will the people of Kali Yuga be saved? And then Lord Brahma said, yes, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is from the Kali Santanaram Upanishad. Lord Brahma he was speaking to. So he said this mantra, this one, Hare Krishna mantra. This is the one for this age. You chant and you'll be purified of all the karmas, all these things. And you'll be disentangled from all the effects of the modes. Mam chayo vabhicharina bhakti yoga, bhakti yogana sevate, sagunan samachitan brahma bhuyaka. All the gunas, bhakti yoga, through this bhakti yoga, through this chanting, you'll be liberated. Hare Krishna, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. Does anyone have any question? Yes. Can you speak up?
When one's engaged in Krishna consciousness, they're liberated from the modes of material nature. But sometimes when we do so, it does feel like we're still under the modes of material nature, still tied to it.
This is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Lord Kapila Dev, that we're not fully 100% in Krishna conscious. So as long as we're not fully 100%. What is that? Bhakti yoga bhu vidu marge bhamri bhavite svabhava pumsavu yoga vidyate. we are rendering devotional service, but our consciousness is still affected because we're not 100%. So the gunas are still there, acting on us. So we're doing the devotional service, but our devotional service, just like if you're affected, say you're doing devotional service, but it's seen that you're sometimes unnecessarily angry or you're violent. Abhishanda yohim sam dambam matsayameva dambam dambam matsayam, or you're very envious, dambam matsayameva samrambhivya, or if you're these things, then you're affected by the tamaguna still. You're doing the devotion, that is transcendental, but because you're not 100%, still the lingering effects on the consciousness are there, so therefore we have to become 100%. But very quickly you become 100% if you follow very nicely the process of Krishna consciousness. Within a short time, considering how many lifetimes you've had in the world, in a very short time, if you fully follow everything nicely, chanting, doing everything, and then in a short span of time, the mode of ignorance will just go, fade off, compassion, you come more in the mode of goodness, and then from goodness into the spiritual. Any other questions?
As you were mentioning that in Satya Yuga it was all 100% mode of goodness and then whatever effect produces. So we see in Treta Yuga and Dwapara Yuga, Lord Ram and Krishna were there on the planet they were present. And you said that wherever there is Krishna and Maya, there is no Maya. So how, even in your presence, there was still water of the other Krishna's presence?
Well, as explained here, within an age, there is another age. And the example was given just like in Kali Yuga, there can be a golden age. So within the Kali Yuga, there can be another sub age because of the incarnation. Because like Lord Chaitanya came, so there's like a golden age now. But you have to take advantage of the golden age. The golden age can be there, but you have to take, even when Krishna came, Kali couldn't come inside. Kali was meant to happen, but Krishna was still. But still, there were some persons like Duryodhana and others who weren't appreciating Krishna, didn't follow Krishna. Because Krishna, he says, Nam Prakasha Shavit, Yogamash, I don't reveal myself to all. I don't show myself. Those who are envious, those who are demoniac, I don't show myself. They only see my shadow. They don't see me as I am, actually. So he says, I reserve the right, because they are not qualified enough to understand my position. They are not ready. So therefore, I do not reveal myself to them. So even though Lord Ram came, still there was a Ravana, Asuras following Ravana, and Krishna came there still. And even in Lord Chaitanya's time, there were still some, the Jagaya Madai. Of course, these are leelas, a little bit different. But, we can understand that within an age, there can be a golden age when the incarnation comes. This is how it's explained here. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Radha Vallabha ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.